This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Friday, August 30th. Well, December corn comes within a half cent of the May contract lows in Thursday trading. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Shelley.
Okay, well, I haven't talked about corn in a little while. Let's talk about corn. On the charts, the technicians were looking at that old May low. We got within a half a cent of covering that just yesterday. So is that going to be good enough? Are the technicians going to be happy with that? Is it like horseshoes? Is it like grenades? Are we close enough? Only time will tell, but a lot of times they call it as good as. So keep that in mind. We don't absolutely have to fill it. If enough technicians out there think it's filled, then they have their own self-fulfilling prophecy and we can rally from there. So we'll see if we can get some folks on board and pour some kerosene on this thing. And another thing, the thing that lights the kerosene is the fact that now the funds or managed money are now short about 100,000 contracts of corn.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday down 2.5 at 470. September corn was down 3 at 358. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for August ended the day unchanged, ranging from 555 to 575. Hybrid winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for August were down 5, ranging from 512 and a quarter to 517 and a quarter. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for August were down 8, ranging from 554 and a half to 559 and a half. Live cattle for August was up 57.5 cents at 105.70. August feeder cattle was up 40 cents at 138.75. And August Class 3 milk was up 2 cents at 1761.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.